Miss Charlie, Charlie Leal, Leal, 42989. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number 2, nausea. Number 3, diarrhea. Number 3, increased white count. Number 4, weight gain. Number 5, I'm going to lose weight. Number 6, palpitation. Next one is history of dizziness. Patient was born 42989. Today's 11-1. This 33-year-old woman was seen in the emergency room at Texas Emergency Hospital yesterday with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. CT scan showed nothing. White count was within normal. White count was elevated at 15,000 with the left shift. Urinalysis and chemistry within normal limits. Patient was sent home with no antibiotic, no treatment, no medication. Was told she'll get better. In quotation by the physician there. Period. In fact, that patient was quite upset because she has continued to have pain, diarrhea, to the point of becoming very dehydrated. Family history, no colon cancer, breast cancer in grandmother. Mom's okay, dad with alcoholic liver disease. Social, she drinks occasionally. She's a caretaker, married. 7 years, known her husband for 18 years. 4 pregnancy, 3 babies, 1 miscarriage. Last period, 9/31/22. Surgery, C-section, times 2. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medical problems, negative. Medications, none. I said that. Alert, awake, delightful young woman. Blood count, weight, 229. 100 oxygen, 98.6, 1680, 106 over 35, heart 85, heart pulses, 1 pulse was 2, lungs, clear, abdomen, tender, bloated, neck shows no JVDs, skin shows no rash around mucosa with anlesion, logical, non-focal. And number 1, abdominal pain, number 2, nausea and vomiting, number 3, diarrhea, number 4, colitis, number 5, gastroenteritis, number 6, leukocytosis with left shift, next number, palpitation, next one was dizziness, next one was history of thyroid cyst, next one was patient was on thyroid meds before but quit taking it. Next one was concerned about her weight gain, next one was wants to lose weight. Next one was one doctor told her that she had an abnormal EKG and was scheduled for a stress test, but she never went because the copay was too high, but now she's reconsidering it since she has met a deductible. My plan today is rosiflunogram now, Decadron 8 mg now for possible, for most likely patient's colitis, then treat with Cipro and Flagyl. Next number is no alcohol. Next number is finish the workup regarding abnormal EKG. We'll have a stress test. Next number is we'll come back and see Galloway, Tiffany Galloway, our nurse practitioner, and get phentermine combination medication to lose weight. Next number is check thyroid, infestive low thyroid. Next number is, when is Tiffany back the first time? Next number is recheck white count. Next number is recheck left shift. Next one is come back on the 10th. Next one is she knows not to drink alcohol once more. Next one is diet and exercise, diet discussed with patient. Next number is because of palpitation. We looked at her heart. Her echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next one is history of thyroid cyst. No cysts were noted, but she needs a TSH, and we'll recheck that next week when she comes back. Next one is recheck blood count at that time as well. Next one is because of dizziness. We looked at a carotid, which was within normal limits. Next one is patient does have some lymphadenopathy in her neck, which we'll follow up as well. No other issues or concerns. Discuss findings with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.